panic or push out.
That's interesting. Now, actually, I've heard people talk about post-rows before.
Well, listen, this woman just now called me. Her husband was a rural carrier, mail carrier. And so she might could tell me what he meant by post-row. I don't know. She didn't go as far as 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. That's, I don't know, but she knows. You know, I read in a missionary lesson once that taught me something. Says, you know, everybody is the other one, other superior, is your superior. Because God has endowed them with some gift or something that you don't have, so they are your superior in that particular thing. So, my superior in some things, but she's mine. I just have said that she may know that, and I know it's going to be my superior.
Sometimes you have to look pretty hard to find out what do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you call it something special, or would you just call it a ditch?
By a graded road?
Uh-huh.
What is a, what's a culvert? That's something.
Oh, that's one of these, I think that's one of these things that runs underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pipe.
Well, you find both. You find a ditch, and then you find this other too, whatever name is to it.
Well, now, this is the kind of ditch that is left after fill is dug up to put on the road. That. So it'd just probably just be a ditch then.
I know that there are all ditches, and there's some that are not ditches too, but
some ditches that aren't ditches.
Yeah, some ditches that are not ditches. They are half ditches, half loop ditches.
Perfect.
There's others, you know, just like half-loon folks and folks that are half-loon, so there's a half-loon ditch, half-loon ditch. I've given a name.
Okay, fine. Well, we got a good name for that one. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Hound dog. Don't you know they used to say a hound dog? It's just old cur dog. See, you are cur.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make?
Neigh.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to play?
What did you say, chicken?
A chicken bone.
Oh, that's drumstick.
Well, this is just
a bullet bone?
Yeah.
And we children, we so seldom got that, but I don't know. Oh, when I was a kid, we had company. And I can't remember my mother having more than one fried chicken at a time in this big family. But anyway, we had Cummins and had fried chicken, and all that was left was the back with the tail sticking up on it. And so they gave that to me, and so I pushed it aside. I would eat it. Because part of it had been cut off. You know how they cut out that little piece that is, I mean, my cork the rope stand up there. Good name for it, anyway. But that's, the pulley bones, you don't like to get over the pulley bone, and they like drumsticks usually.
Yeah.
Like drumsticks, but I never did. I don't like that white meat. I like white meat. I take the pulley bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut.
Hay.
The second growth.
Oh, the second.
When the first crop has been cut and it's grown back.
No, not aftermath.
Yeah, you could.
It's not usually called that, though. It's called something else. I just said aftermath because that's the first word coming to my mind.
Uh-huh.
But there's another. It's not stubbage.
Well, now, I don't know. I'm not a farmer.
I don't know what
I would call these things at all.
None of my folks ever farmed, because my grandmother and grandfather were dead long before I was born, so I don't know anything about that. Well, I said they moved to the country to farm, but they had a gin house. I know they raised cotton and had a gin and all, but so far as anything else is concerned, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And up until recent years, you know, the timber had not been so popular in Georgia. The pine trees and all that, and it's just been past 25 years, I said that's recent.
Mm-hmm.
More recent than 80 years.
That's certainly true. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread?
Well,
you said cornbread.
Okay.
Don't most people say cornbread?
Uh-huh. They do.
Muffins. Corn muffins, they say corn muffins, you know, when they're all meal.
Okay.
Corn muffins.